I am a reasonable person and a sensible girl. I'm the kid in high school who used to ask for the tests to come on Mondays so that you'd have the weekend to study, right? That's a good idea, right? And I know everyone's inner teenager hates me right now. But for all of my sensibility, in the face of heartbreak, I completely lose my mind. And in my junior year of college at the University of Michigan, in the middle of winter, I lost it as much as I have ever lost it. I entered the kind of self-serving, love-seeking depression that you really only get into when you're a 19-year-old girl who's been dumped by your boyfriend who you were absolutely devoted to. He starts seeing your best friend, and you all live together. And it's Michigan, and it's winter, and no one gets to leave the house. So in order to get out of this, in order to get over my heartbreak, I decided that I needed to step out of my mindset, get out of my box, do something that I wasn't used to doing. So I decided that I would go on spring break. This was something I hadn't done before, but I just can't go on any spring break. You know, you can't just go down to Florida and drink with your friends and end up in some X-rated video 6 months later. No, no, no. I have to go with a purpose. So I decide that I'm going to make a documentary. And I was really into cooperative economics and communes and things like that. And so I decide that I'm going to make a documentary about communes across the US. I know. It's ridiculous, right? Who does that? So I get everything organized. I get all ready to go. You know, I get cameras from the school. And then I get a little grant from PBS. And suddenly 30 of my closest friends want to come with me and make this documentary. So we pack two Econoline vans full of undergraduates, film equipment, and God knows what else, because we're making a documentary about communes, so they're all hippies, right? We're ready to go, and we head out. We're making good time. We go from Ann Arbor to Detroit to Chicago, and along the way, we listen to the radio, because we don't know a lot about the places that we're going to, and we figure that this is a good way to learn about the area that we're going to go see and the people that we're going to meet. And I suppose this is as good a time as any to tell you about my Achilles heel. I have a thing for men with deep voices. Some women like the tall, dark, and handsome. Some women are all about the rugged masculinity. If you have a baritone, I am putty in your hands. It's really sad. It's a bad situation. So, but anyway, we're going from Chicago to St. Louis, and we're making good time, and we have to be in St. Louis bright and early in the morning for our next film. And, you know, we're crossing the United States, and as we get into Arkansas, the radio starts to fade out, and we start to pick up the next station. And it's the college station, KXUA. You can check this out. And on the radio, as the signal starts to come in stronger, I hear the soundtrack to my favorite movie. Now, nobody knows this movie. Nobody even likes this movie, the people who know about it. It's ridiculous. Buckaroo Banzai, Adventures Across the Eight Dimensions. Yes! Oh, my God! That's incredible! Okay. I'm floored. So anyway, this great movie comes on. And the soundtrack plays for a while, and all of my friends in the van are like, hey, that's that movie that Gorman likes. That's weird. And then they move on to the next song, and it's this band that I've been bothering everybody to listen to for months. This is great. This is like my day. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's that band that Gorman won't shut up about. Please, this is ridiculous. And so the set continues for a while. And while we've been listening to the radio on our way down, we've been playing this game where we make up personalities for the DJs that we're listening to. And so my friends start to make up this personality of this guy who likes all the things that I like and is tall, dark, and handsome and, you know, is poetic and, you know, pale and an English major and everything I like, you know? It's me. And so we continue to listen to the radio, the set ends, the public service announcements play, and then the DJ comes on. And this guy has a voice like melted chocolate over butter over molasses. And I just dissolve into a puddle of smitten on the floor of this Econoline van and lie there. And it's just about this time when the signs on the interstate start reading, University of Arkansas, 300 miles that way, and we're going that way. But I decide, you know, this is my trip. I'm trying to get out of myself. I'm trying to experience new things. I'm gonna go find this guy. Right? And so I pick up the walkie-talkie, and I radio to the other vans. I say, this is still the most ridiculous thing I've ever said in my entire life. Hey, guys, we're going 300 miles out of our way to the University of Arkansas because I'm pretty sure I'm in love. And we do. And everyone is totally behind me. We call the radio station, we call the request line, we explain to them who we are and what we're doing and that we'd like to come and meet them at, you know, 3 a.m. and see their radio station and their show and meet their host. And so we get there. And as we've been driving, I've just been building into this ball of nerves. This is insane. This is incredible. What am I doing? This is ridiculous. But at the same time, my friends have been building this personality of this perfect guy. And I've got a crush on a figment of my own imagination that I didn't even get to make up. And so by the time we get to the campus, I have picked out a wedding dress, children's names, and I could definitely live in Arkansas for at least a couple of years. We get there and we've been told that there's a flight of stairs, a landing, and then another flight of stairs. The radio station is at the top of the second flight of stairs. Now, we all pile out of these vans, run up the first flight of stairs, and I stop. I can't do this. It's time to go back. This is ridiculous. I am shaking like a leaf. This is insane. I don't do these kinds of things. And then from behind me, I hear the melted chocolate voice say my name. Oh my God. And it's like this bucket of ice water falls over me. And I turn around and I close my eyes and I open my eyes and it's not him. I mean, it is him, you know, it's the guy, he owns the voice, right? But he's short, and he's blonde, and he looks like he belongs to a frat that really enjoys their beer. And all of my crush just dissipates right there. All of this anticipation and excitement gone. And even though we've become friends and we're really close, I learned in that one moment that all of my scheming and planning was not going to save me from this heartbreak. Because no matter how far south I went, I was still going to have to go back to Michigan where it was winter. Thank you.